Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for newness of life that we find in you so we can move on into maturity, glory to glory every day. Thank you, Lord, that in your kingdom, in the Spirit, partaking of the spiritual realities that are laid out for us this day, Lord. Thank you for your goodness that is new every morning. And so you bless us, Lord, so we can see, speak, be witnesses of your goodness that is here in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family, disciples. It's Ephesians 4 from verse 22 to 25.
And he has taught you to let go of the lifestyle of the ancient man, the old self-life, which was corrupted by sinful and deceitful desires that spring from delusions. Now it's time to be made new by every revelation that's been given to you, and to be transformed as you embrace the glorious Christ within as your new life and live in union with him. For God has recreated you all over again in his perfect righteousness, and you now belong to him in the realm of true holiness. So discard every form of dishonesty and lying so that you will be known as one who always speaks the truth, for we all belong to one another.
Hallelujah. You know, as the body of Christ and as members of each other, as the body of Christ, as the bride of Christ, as branches, we've come into newness of life. 20 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, yesterday, we passed from death into life. We were born again, married to another to bear fruits to God. And so every day is a new day. Every day is pushing on into the newness, into righteousness, into the family plan. And so it's glory to glory. And it's just so beautiful to know it and to think of it. I like this passage here, is every day we don't dress the same. Every day in the natural we put on different clothes according to the weather. And we, as children of the living God, we don't know what the weather is going to be like today. But one thing we know, that God is good and he's new, and he's taking us from glory to glory. To be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So every day we draw close, and every day we're putting on this newness. We're putting on the armor, which is the image and likeness of God, the true righteousness and true holiness now, because we are children of the living God in the kingdom and shining like lights. So it's so beautiful. It's just glory to glory. And so we are like the end part here. We discard every form of dishonesty and lying. And we are known as one who speaks the truth. For we belong to one another. We're all part of the family, brought into this goodness, into the kingdom, into the Spirit. And now we don't walk in judgment or pointing a finger, speaking wickedness. It's all about the newness. The newness of God's goodness that is with us, and it's with us today again to encourage, uplift, and motivate for true prophecy, which is consolation, encouragement, and upliftment. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. You have been taken out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love, to no longer be in the flesh, but to be in the Spirit. So be in the Spirit. And arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.